The word of God for this morning is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. So far the words of our risen God, dear fellow redeemed. Doubt is something that is going to plague every single one of us, anyone who has ever come from the womb of a woman. The sinfulness we have inherited from Adam and Eve completely corrupts the way we look at things spiritual. And so it was for the women in our text for today. The Marys and Salome were suffering from doubts that their old Adam was causing. Simply put, they did not believe that Jesus was going to be risen from the dead. They fully expected Jesus' body to be laying in that tomb if they could find someone who could roll away the stone from the entrance. They took along with them spices so that they could adorn the body of Jesus, which was a rite of burial at that time. And they were, as our text says, actually amazed by the message the angel delivered to them. And what about for ourselves? Have you ever thought that the resurrection from the dead is foolishness? Have you ever doubted that Jesus truly rose from the dead? Is it really possible for a dead man to come back to life? You might think to yourself that, well, people die and we can resuscitate them. But then once again your old Adam gets in the way and thinks that's different. Jesus was in the tomb 3 days. What are the odds? But the Marys and Salome approached the tomb of Jesus likely with the same attitude as we would have. We would think, what are the odds? Having witnessed the death of Jesus, bleeding, seeing the last breath go out from his lungs, one might truly think, what are the chances that this person is going to come back to life? Therefore, it is truly vital that we revisit the tomb of our risen God to strengthen the faith given to us by him. Because the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, from death, shows us that God the Father has accepted Jesus' payment for all of our sins. God the Father spoke of Jesus in this way. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." During Jesus' ministry, the Father made it known on more than one occasion that what Jesus was doing was well-pleasing to Him. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is like a capstone on the Father's approval of what Jesus did for you. Without Jesus' resurrection, the words, "It is finished," would have no meaning whatsoever. We would still be guilty of our original sin. We would still be guilty of every sin committed by thought, word, or deed. It was also vital for Jesus' resurrection so that we can be confident as well in the promise of our own resurrection. John 5:28 speaks this way, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear His voice. But don't be alarmed that this passage only speaks of those who have fallen asleep, those who have died. Scripture speaks this way also, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." If the Lord were to come during our lifetimes, we would have no need of worrying or doubting for those who have already died or for ourselves. All will see a resurrection from the dead. Doubts are not going to be uncommon for any of us. But when you do have them, go back to that faith-giving word, that same word that creates that faith in Jesus' resurrection. The Father has promised that His word will not return to Him without doing what He wishes with it. And the will of the Father is that you all believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood for the forgiveness of all of your sins, and that by being raised from the dead, you may have confidence in the shedding of that blood. One of the most common things we see in every culture is what is going to happen to the soul of man after he dies. Mankind has a fear of this because of our sinfulness. I pray then that we don't hold ourselves up in a room like the disciples did out of fear. I pray that the Easter message is one that we are always willing to proclaim, along with Good Friday's message, so that those who don't have the comfort that we have can have it, so that they may know that Jesus has control over life and death. Lord Jesus, thank You for conquering death for me. Amen. The hymn for this morning is 201, verses 1, 2, and 5.